Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 16, verses 17 to 21. Judgment is completed. Let's read those verses. Revelation 16, verse 17. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came down out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. Now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since the plague was exceedingly great. Destruction of the world system man has built on earth without God, apart from his Creator. The final overthrow of human civilization. Verse 17 declares, "It is done." Much noise, a great earthquake, Jerusalem is divided, cities fall around the globe, islands and mountains just disappear, giant hailstones fall, the earth collapses right around man. Chapters 17 and 18 provide the details of the judgment of this last bowl. Babylon's destruction was previewed in chapter 14, verse 8. God's wrath is complete, except one more item: the brief, massive rebellion against Christ immediately after the millennium. Isaiah chapter 13, verses 6 through 13. "Wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Therefore, all hands will be limp. Every man's heart will melt, and they will be afraid. Pangs and sorrows will take hold of them. They will be in pain as a woman in childbirth. They will be amazed at one another. Their faces will be like flames. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel, and both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. I will halt the arrogance of the proud, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a mortal more rare than fine gold, a man more than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place, and in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger." All of man's effort to rule the universe by himself ended. Romans chapter 8, verse 22. "For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now." Hebrews chapter 12, verses 25 to 29. "See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, 'Yet once more, I shake not only the earth, but also heaven.' Now this 'yet once more' indicates the removal of things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Listen, that will be some earthquake. Cities everywhere around the globe will be leveled, with Jerusalem spared but divided into three sections, and the end of Satan and his rule over the affairs of men. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23. I beheld the earth, and indeed it was without form and void, and the heavens, they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and indeed they trembled, and all the hills moved back and forth. I beheld, and indeed there was no man, and all the birds of heaven, of the heavens had fled. I beheld, and indeed the fruitful land was wilderness, and all its cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord by his fierce anger. Hailstones fell, it says, weighing a talent, which is about 75 pounds, maybe a little more. What effect will that have on men? Will they finally pray? Nope. Men blaspheme God instead. Think about it. These are the ones who worshiped the Antichrist and took his mark. Every person on earth is now either God's or the devil's possession. There is no middle ground. The first bowl covered them with oozing sores. Then the sea was changed to blood, and all life in it dried up. Nothing but blood to drink instead of fresh water. Intense heat added to their misery with agonizing blisters. The universe blacked out, and they just began gnawing their tongues. And then hailstones, large pieces of ice weighing over 75 pounds. Listen. Thank God the church will not be here when all this happens. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus as your Savior and Lord? For every one of us, all of us have come the same way. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. And that's just not physical death, but that's an eternal death in hell. But the free gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus, because he loves us. John 3:16 says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And how did God demonstrate that love? In sending Jesus. Well, God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And if we would confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made, and with the heart we believe unto righteousness. Listen, all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anyone who's watching or listening to this session, if you don't know Jesus Christ, now's the day, now's the time to reach out, acknowledge your sin, ask for his forgiveness, believing that he died for you and rose from the dead. And he will be your Savior and give you eternal life, deliverance from an eternity of hell. You have a great day.